Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you sexy V's. What's going on, people? Welcome to Ask Miss V, the show where you are the co-host for the night, and we talk about anything that you want to. For the next hour, I'll be taking questions, answering questions. We'll be talking about anything, but I posted out there on Twitter today a question. Actually, I think I started yesterday. Why do women allow men to disrespect them? So for the next hour, I'll be taking your feedback. And if we could get Twitter to act right, I might have some of y'all answers. but I'm starting this off with some serious what the hell is going on, ladies. And, you know, before I even get to the what the hell is going on, let me start with being disrespected. Since when did we, as women, feel that we needed to allow someone or anyone, especially a man, to disrespect us and we not say anything about it? I'm talking about this because I personally had an incident happen a few days ago where I was in a group sitting with people and we were having a debate. And in that debate, there happened to be a man who did not know that I would go ham. But he started off by disrespecting one of the men in the group that I was in. And that man gave him that look like I thought he was going to hop over the table. Well, immediately it was like when this dude realized that the guy that he had disrespected was getting ready to kill him, he immediately turned the attention to me and decided to disrespect me. And me being me, I excused myself from the situation because I thought that I was going to, you know, really, really go ham. And I felt it because I was like, in my mind, did this dude just do this? So I went to the ladies' room, made sure that I took care of some business. I came back out and I looked at him. I was like, yo, can we talk? He's like, you could talk to me here. I was like, okay, let me get this shit clear in front of everybody. And I commenced to tell him how he was not going to disrespect me and how I didn't appreciate it. And, you know, I wasn't disrespecting him and I didn't appreciate it. And I went hard on him. I didn't cuss at him. I was very ladylike. But when I got through, he looked like a dog with his tail between his legs because I let it be known that I wasn't having it. It took him a minute because I was the only female in this group. And I think that he felt that, you know, maybe because I was the only female and that none of these guys, now grant you, the other thing that got me, none of these damn men in this group said anything when I was disrespected, which also hit a nerve because how dare you as a man? And I'm saying this to all men. How dare any man, when you see a woman being disrespected, not say anything, especially by another man. And I'm talking about, I don't care if that man is someone that she has a relationship with or not. Disrespecting women is disrespectful. You know, and I don't care who you think it is or who you say it is. It's just loud disrespectful and it shouldn't be allowed. And like I said, I witnessed this. And I think what got me more was that either these men didn't know how to deal with it or they were scared to jump in. But as soon as I handled myself, and I'm pretty good at handling myself in these situations because I'm not going to let anybody disrespect me. You know, I wasn't raised that way. I come from a family of strong women. So for a man to even remotely that he can step the wrong way to me or disrespect me. It's not acceptable. But I have a girlfriend who blatantly allows men to disrespect her. And I've witnessed it. And I've watched a man stand up for her and her to sit back like, yeah, he was supposed to do that. She never said anything. And I went and I looked up some reasons why men disrespect women. Because this is a big pet peeve of mine, and we're coming into the spring, and a lot of women and young girls have low self-esteem or feel that it's okay to be disrespected. You are not a bitch, a hoe, or anything else. And for any man to talk to you as if you're nobody or you're a servant or whatever, it's not acceptable, or to try to belittle you. Because at the end of the day, we are all humans. But as women, we are already looked at as the weaker sex. Some of us have better paying jobs than these men. Some of us, you know, have more than some of these men we see. But the one thing that if we don't do it, if we don't put our foot down saying, this is it, this is bullshit, you're not going to do it, they're going to continue to talk to us the way they want to, and they're going to get away with it. And I looked up these five reasons. I'm going to talk about them. I really want to hear you guys' opinion on this because it's a very, very strong subject for me. And because I, you know, as they say, when you guys don't send me questions, I will find topics that are very relevant. And like I said, this show, for those of you who are saying, wow, Ms. V, you don't sound like the chippery. I'm very chippery, but I'm also upset today because when you witness something like this, it's one of those things where you have to say, hey, enough is enough. And especially when it hits home. I guess when I see women being disrespected and I'm in a group of women and I see a man stand up for them, then I don't need to say anything. But when I'm the one who's being disrespected and I see other men blatantly allow this happen to me, you know, and not say a damn thing, then it pisses me off. Because for one, men, I don't care if you're fucking that woman, sleeping with her, have a relationship or whatever. You do not allow a woman to be disrespected by a man. And if you think the only time you need to intervene is when that man raises his hand, then you're a fucking blatant lie and sorry. I'm going to call it is fucking sorry. Because that is the problem with today's society. That is the problem with this upcoming generation. This is the problem that people have. This is the problem with this country. Now, we'll go fucking butt into other people's business in another damn country, but we won't take care of home. That's why you have women being beaten and killed on a daily basis. That's why you have the problems you have here, because we can't even take care of home. And I'm sorry, man. I'm putting my foot down. Part of this starts with you. But, ladies, we got to take some responsibility, because I'm not letting y'all get off the damn hook. Don't let people disrespect you, especially men. You ain't got to be bawling and shot calling and saying who the hell you think you are and whatever, because guess what? Disrespect is disrespect. But what you do need to do is say, hey, you ain't going to talk to me like that. I'm not going to tolerate this. And let it be known that, yo, this is unacceptable. And guess what? You will get a much different reaction. You will get the respect that you want. And guess what? In the case of what happened with me, it took him a minute. I don't know if maybe because I left the room a few times, but he came over. I was out of order. I wasn't trying to disrespect you. Do you accept my apology? You know what? At the end of the day, I did accept his apology, for one, because we were in a team setting. We had no choice but to work together. But if I would not have put him in check, he would have thought that it was perfectly okay to do what he was doing and, you know, say, hey, you know, this ain't cool. You know, I'm so damn fired up. I know y'all say we haven't heard y'all this fired up, but I'm so fired up because it's just crazy. And I'm, like I said, I'm hot as hell about this because I'm tired of watching females get disrespected and not say a damn thing. I mean, at the end of the day, come on. How hard is it, you know, to say, I'm not going to deal with it. I mean, I'm just, how hot can I get? Just how hot can I get? As they say, I know it seems like I'm blowing off some steam, but I'm really not. I just realized that we're not doing what we're supposed to. At the end of the day, we not. And I, for one, am not going to allow, anyone to think that it's all right, that it's acceptable, or that it's going to be tolerated with disrespect. And no woman should ever feel that it's okay for her to be disrespected. But I'm taking your calls at 646-716-8041. That's area code 646-716-8041. You're listening to Ask Miss V with your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. This is the Ask Miss V show where it's all about you. You are the co-host. You are the one who sets the standard for the night. For 1 hour, you get to talk about any and everything you want. We're going to chit-chat. We're going to talk it up, but we're going to have fun. That's the one thing we do. And we're going to keep it a little serious, As they say, it is what it is. Wow. Let me take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to come back to you guys because I got to take a breather on that. I done gave you guys an earful, but I will be back. But I want you guys to think about this rec. Think about this while I'm on this break. I had to play that because as my ladies, come on now. You know, we all need that little interjection going on to say who runs the world. And we do. You know what? You can't run the world without a pussy. I mean, would think about it. There would be no men if it wasn't for a woman giving birth. None of us were born in petri dishes and none of us are asexual. Therefore, you need a woman to push out that baby. So, why are you disrespecting the mother of all mothers? But I went and looked this up because naturally, like I said, this really hit my nerve. And I guess as they say, when something happens to you, you really get more upset. And this is an article I found online. Can't even tell you where I found it. I think it was on a blog. But it said 5 reasons some men disrespect women. And started out, why is it that some guys are just chauvinistic bastards that still, in this day and age, feel the need to disrespect women and express to the world their disdain for them? Why is it that there are still men who spend time spouting all about how women are inferior like anyone would care even if it was true? Why would a guy do this? It went on to say that there are probably a multitude of reasons, but here are a few basic ones to consider. 1, he has low self-esteem. He doesn't have a very high opinion of himself personally. When you get right down to it, so he gains something of a fake self-esteem from associating himself with a group of men who he feels are superior to another group, women. This happens all the time in other contexts. Actually, people with weak egos tend to try to connect themselves to some kind of pack or brotherhood and try to draw some kind of identity from it, be it cultural or religious or anything else that allows for an us and them mentality. The hallmark of such a person is an odd preoccupation with the things he dislikes or disrespects, women, which is odd considering he dislikes them, a tendency to blame his troubles on the one disdain thing and lack of desire for actually working on his own self. Low self-esteem. You know what? And that really describes a lot of people. And I know that you guys will say, well, there's some women out there like that. You're right, but I'm not talking about women tonight. I'm talking about men disrespecting women. And I'm going to stick with it. You know, men, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are. I really don't care what culture you're from. Women are the fruit. Bear the fruit. You know, if you want me to go to the Bible when he says bear the fruit, you know, we bear the fruit. We go through labor, you know, we go through 9 months of nurturing and caring and creating this individual and giving them a womb to live in, and we incubate them and we keep it nice and cozy for them 9 and a half, damn near 10 months that we carry a child. And you have the audacity to think that it's okay to disrespect, to belittle, to talk down to, or even remotely think that you're inferior to us, I would never, ever in my life say that I'm inferior to a man. But what I will tell you as a woman, you have a lot of fucking nerve thinking that it's okay to disrespect us. And ladies, I'm jumping in your shit. I'm jumping in it hard because I don't understand why. You can be the timid type. I don't care if your mother, all she did was cook and clean and took care of the kids. Just because you never saw her tell your dad to kiss her ass or fuck you, that don't mean that when you guys run around, she didn't hold her ground. Let's get that clear. Because there is women, as they say, we know our place. Everybody knows their place. And there's a time and a place to do certain things, especially when you have children. But the one thing I will tell you, as a woman, no man should ever in his life think that it's okay to verbally abuse you or to physically abuse you. And you as a woman should be able to say to that man, I'm not going to accept it. There is a difference between arguing with a person and a person just flat out disrespecting you. Because I've gotten in arguments where we have disrespected each other. I'm not talking about having an argument. I'm talking about men who just make it a fucking point with no provocation, no, without being provocated whatsoever, to belittle and talk down to a woman, to treat her as if she is beneath them, to basically talk to her as if she owes them something. Yeah, I'm preaching tonight, but I'm tired. Friend is listening, and if you are, I'm talking to you. When I tell you you don't listen, maybe you'll hear this because the whole world is hearing it now. Don't let these men disrespect you. You are a queen. There's no reason why you should allow a man to disrespect you. I understand you have a timid personality or a quiet personality, but you are still an adult. And for any other woman who is out there going through that, all you got to do is come out. You don't have to call him an SOB or an asshole or any of that. You can do just like I did and say, yo, can I talk to you? And when he gets that, you can say it here. We don't need to talk in private. Then say it. Say it loud and say it proud. You will not disrespect me. I will not tolerate this. And guess what? He's going to do one of two things. Leave you the fuck alone, or he going to try to raise up. But a real man wouldn't have disrespected you in the first damn place. Period. But once you put your foot down and say, hey, this is it, it's on and popping. On and popping. Nothing else to do. Because who is he to put down you? Number two. One woman has crossed him and now all women deserve to be subject to his fiery rage. The person who wrote this blog had to be a female because she said, I've been there. Actually, this is a guy who wrote it. He's like, I've been there. I've been this guy. Side note, it's almost just justifiable. Sometimes one woman or a few will seem to crush your spirit so much and so deeply that you just don't want to have anything to do with any woman anymore. And you wouldn't if it wasn't for the fact that you desire intimacy and only other alternative, other men. It's too ugly and bearded. Eventually, though, hopefully, a guy gets over this and stops being so judgmental. One day, as it often happens, he'll find a woman who proves him wrong and disrespects simply by the way she is. Guess what? Again, it's a poor excuse to disrespect a woman because one has crossed you. I'm going to give you this. One woman crossed you, so you want to treat every female like shit? We've been crossed by men a whole lot. Should we treat all y'all like shit? Because I guess I should go all the way back. As they say, maybe I should go ham about that. I won't get into too much of that one. I'm going to go on to number three because we only have an hour, but I'm going to chill in this hour because, see, I promised myself that if I had to get into this subject, I would hit it hard, and I'm going to hit on these five because sometimes people got to hear it, and this is like my verbal blog. But number three, he likes women with low self-esteem, and disrespecting them is the best way to get such a girl's attention. The only real reason to this is for women to just not tolerate his antics. This is unlikely, though, as some women, especially the younger kind, just get 10 kinds of giddy over this kind of behavior, unless they have been thoroughly brainwashed with feminist propaganda, which is not really a good thing either. Less mature women will often tend to interpret his bitterness as boldness and react positively. Again, I understand what the guy is saying when he says that young girls tend to do this, but you know what? I've seen women my age go through this. And I guess because you really, as women, we have to be taught. We have to be taught. I am a very strong woman, so I have raised a strong female. I've raised a strong male. And I come from a family of very dominant women. And I think when you come from generations and generations of dominant women, then it's kind of hard for you to be subservient. But I will tell you that every now and then you will become subservient. But you normally don't stay that way long. Because, if you come from strong women and you are a strong woman, and when I say strong, I don't mean go beat people down strong. But, you're just not going to take no mess. You've got to take care of business. And you don't have time for the BS that goes along with not taking care of business. Then you will stand up for yourself and you will let it be known. I'm not going to deal with it. Ladies, if you don't hear nothing I'm saying tonight, I want you all to start this coming weekend up, because we're on Thursday night, so we're going into Friday. I want you guys to do one thing for me. I want you to, next time a person disrespects you, especially a man, don't get up in his face. Take a deep breath. Think in your mind how that made you feel. And go to that individual and say, we need to talk. And if you're in a crowd and they want the crowd to hear it, then you step back, because you don't want to be too close, because we never know if a person is really going to be violent. Verbal doesn't mean automatic violence, but it's always good to have distance. Step back. And you say, listen, since you want everybody here, let me put it out here. You disrespected me. I didn't appreciate it. I wasn't being disrespectful to you. Therefore, there was no reason for you to be disrespectful to me. And let him know that that was unacceptable, and now you have put him on point. See, where you could have done it in private, he's taking the privacy to a brand new level of, let me just go on. And with that, you know, it's one of those that you've got to put your foot down. I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just got to say, yo, what's going on? You know, this ain't cool. And let it be known. But normally when you tell a man, especially when he said it's okay to talk in front of everybody, that, you know, when you tell him, I'm not tolerating it, guess what? It normally goes a whole lot better, because he got to think about it. Now all these folks done heard you tell him, that shit was disrespectful and I ain't dealing with it. And guess what? It works out really good. Because at the end of the day, you done said it. I'm not going forward. And I want you guys to practice this. I don't normally ask the ladies to do a whole lot of things, but I'm asking you to please stand up for yourself. You know, please let these men know. And, and, you know, go for it. You know, go for it. And just stand up for yourself. But I'm going to hit number four. Number four, he's effeminate, and it's easier to seem manlier if he's an asshole to people more feminine than himself. Again, I've seen other guys be this way, but I can relate to it to some degree, because puberty did me few favors, and I looked like a young teen basically until I was in my 20s and actually started growing a beard. It's often younger men who act this way, not yet totally secure in their masculinity, because they're under the impression that this is how a person asserts himself, by pushing others down who are weaker than him. That's just how it goes. You know, and it trips me out, because, again, what makes any man, and I know men, y'all say she man-bashing, like, you damn right I'm man-bashing. Because when one of you motherfuckers think that you could talk to me any way you want to and get away with it, I need to let all y'all know, that's a no-go, and no woman deserves. I weren't such a strong woman, I probably would be in a corner saying, I can't believe he said that to me, and what did I do to cause all this? Bullshit. I didn't cause any of this. But I can tell you one damn thing. Men, you need to realize, a lot of women listen to me. Stop the fucking belittling. Stop disrespecting women. Because at the end of the day, it's bullshit. It's not even acceptable to do it. But I'm going to take a caller, because I got one more point to hit, and then, you know, I'm going to be on this shit. Y'all going to hear me, because I'm fired up tonight. Hey, what's up, baby? On the air with Ask Miss V, Miss V, the toy lady. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing, Miss V? This is James Acevedo. How's everything?
I'm okay. I'm just jumping in some men's shit tonight.
Yeah, too bad I missed the first half of it. I was having connection issues. I didn't hear you preaching to everybody out there.
Oh, I'm still preaching. And you are a man who's from the generation I'm in, and especially being of the Latino culture. You guys really have a high respect for women. And what
Yes,
I've been
we
talking
do.
about is women allowing men to do this. A little bit of a recap for you. What brought all this on was that I had a man disrespect me yesterday. We were in a group setting, and he decided he wanted to bought man up on me. I got up out. First of all, it started with him disrespecting another man who looked like he was going to beat his ass. And I guess when he thought he was going to get his ass beat, he decided to take that attention real quick and put it my way and disrespect me. And I got up out of my chair, and I went to the ladies' room so I didn't go ham on his ass.
Okay.
Took a deep breath. I came back out. Yo, can we talk? You can talk here. Okay, well, I'm going to say this in front of everybody. And I put on my point and said, you was disrespectful to me. I wasn't disrespectful to you. This shit ain't going to be tolerated. And I put on my point. I cuss at him. I actually talked to him like a grown-up. So everybody who was there heard what he said. But what pissed me off more so with him disrespecting me was that I was the only female in this group. And these were another group of – it was a group of men there. We were in a group setting to take care of some stuff. And
okay.
I was also mad because I feel men, maybe I'm a damn feminist or whatever you want to call me, but I feel that when men witness a man, especially a man who has no relation to a woman whatsoever, disrespecting her in any type of setting, that men have a responsibility to say, yo, dude, that's not acceptable. Don't talk to her like that. None of these men said a fucking thing. If it weren't for the fact that I'm a strong woman and put his ass in check and pretty much embarrassed him in front of all them motherfuckers, I think he would have thought that it was okay, and they would have also thought it was okay to disrespect me.
Hmm. Yeah, that shit ain't right. It shouldn't matter regardless of what sex. If it's disrespect, it's disrespect. It doesn't matter if it's a man, woman, woman. That's not right. That's the case. I understand. I think it's some sort of macho bullshit that, you know, they feel like if they say anything that they're less of a man or some shit or they're not as macho. I don't know. I don't understand that too much. I don't go by that stupid cold bullshit. You know, if something like that happens, someone should, you know, one of those dudes could stand up and say, hey, you know, what's up? Why are you coming at her like that? You know, if it's wrong, it's wrong. It shouldn't matter either way.
Well, like I said, I put him in check, but it took him about an hour, and he came back and apologized to me. I was just mad. You know, I shouldn't have disrespected you like that. But what it is I fucking embarrassed you in front of them guys. Now, true enough, because I did continue to excuse myself going to the ladies' room, and it may have been one of those times I went to the ladies' room after I put him on Front Street that one of those dudes said, man, you better apologize to her. Now, true enough, the funny part, my cell phone rang when – in the midst of all this, after I had said something to him, less than 15, 20 minutes later, my cell phone rang. And I went and walked and talked on my phone. And I don't know if he thought that I contacted a dude or whatever. That's not my MO. I would never call my man. You know, unless I was being so disrespected I had to call my man, I would never call him to a situation like that, because I feel that if we're in a professional setting, I can handle you. Because it's not me being at a bar. You know, this was a professional setting. You know.
Which makes it worse,
but,
actually.
Right. That's why I went ham. But
I don't blame you.
But, you know, the fact of anything, I think, got me more. But I think he got scared. And I'll give a brief scenario. I was the only African-American in that group. I was in a group of white men.
Oh.
You know, so not only was I a woman, I'm an African-American woman in a group of white men.
Oh, two strikes. Well, that's not good.
So
that is not cool.
So when I raised up and let it be known, this shit ain't happening, I think I was stereotyped, like I called somebody. I'm 45 fucking years old. I ain't got to call nobody. I hold my own. I'm a grown-ass woman. But I think he got kind of scared because this dude was younger than me. He's about 5 or 6 years younger than me, maybe more than that. He might be in his mid-30s.
Okay.
But I think that because, especially here in Detroit, they always hear, yeah, somebody made a phone call, you know, next thing you know, boom, it was him. First of all, I don't deal with people like that. I'm a grown woman. I'm a mature woman. You know, hold a college degree, and I hold myself to very high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a strong woman. So, you know, like I said, I came back out and put that shit in check. And I think it was more embarrassing because I came back out, put them in check, and then I got the phone call, which really had nothing to do with the situation. It was a phone call that I needed to take. But he didn't know, you know. And I think it kind of scared him. I'm going to be honest. I think it kind of scared him.
Yeah, I think he already had. Oh, yeah. I think he already had a stereotype in his head, like, oh, here we go, and she's going to call this her peeps. Like, what the hell? But, hey, but you did the right thing, and that makes it, that's even worse. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, and those guys in there know that he was wrong. And to say after the fact, you know, that, oh, thanks a lot, you know.
I didn't even say shit, because you know what? I looked at him, and I was like, you know what? Fuck y'all. You know, I didn't tell them
exactly.
That. But I let it be known. Nah. But see,
yeah.
The whole thing is that those guys already knew that I would go off if the wrong thing was said to me. This was somebody who did not know me. These other guys
exactly.
Have seen me go off before,
mm-hmm.
And they've seen me put people in check. And I don't know if maybe because they've seen me do it before that they felt that we ain't got to say nothing because we already know what she going
to
do.
I was just about to say
you
that.
Know.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
But
maybe that's probably what we, but still, but, you know.
It still wasn't acceptable.
No,
but
no.
Then
it's
a, I've seen a girlfriend of mine, and I said what really got me, not only that it happened to me, but I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I use that term loosely, girlfriend, because, no, she's a friend when she wants to be. When I say girlfriend loosely, she's a friend when she wants to be, you know. If it's convenient for her, she's a
gotcha.
It's convenient for her, she's a friend.
Gotcha.
If there's no benefit in it for, you know, she's like, ah, you know. But
gotcha.
The one thing I can say, she's one of those passive people. I have watched her let men disrespect her, verbally abuse her. And I've watched her allow another man defend her, even though he had nothing to do with the situation, to shut a man down. And
oh
yet, and still, she never go say, you know, thanks for standing up for me, you know. Never said nothing. Never said, yeah,
God.
You shouldn't have disrespected me, and never went to the guy who defended her and said, thank
yeah.
you for defending me because I didn't know how to talk. And
wow.
Basically, what I've been preaching tonight is to ladies, you know, you ain't got to tell somebody, I'm going to fuck you up and I'm going to kick your ass. But don't allow these men to disrespect you. And I found this blog that was out there that looks like it was written by a man. Back in 2010, he was talking about the reason why men disrespect women. And, you
okay.
know, he's hit on a lot of key points, and I was on number 4 before you had called in talking
oh, okay.
about it. And
because okay.
it's only one left, but it was just really deep for me. And I felt that because I think disrespecting a woman is the worst thing that could be done. And since I didn't get no questions sent in, and this was really hitting home with me, I think sometimes women need to hear from another woman. And it needs to be put out there publicly that people can hear over and over. You don't have to boss up and go punch nobody in their face. But let it be known you're not going to be disrespected. I want every woman. And if you're a man who getting bossed around, you know, you too. But this is really for the woman tonight. You know, you don't have to allow a man to disrespect you, you know.
No.
You could be a quiet person but still say, you know what, that was disrespectful. You know, and if you can't say it verbally, write a note. You know, if you're the type who don't... no, because, you know... No, but there are some people who are really afraid of saying something out loud for fear that it may lead to something else. Guess what? You could take a pen and paper and write a note and say, here, I want you to read this. You
yeah.
know, to still get to the point, you disrespected me and I'm not going to tolerate it. Don't
exactly.
do it. But I think because in this day and age, with the music that's out there, you know, luckily rap,
yes.
rap is trying to turn away from it. You know, you're getting more and more rappers that are not disrespecting. Now you just see the ass shaking in the videos, you know. But think about it. You're not hearing bitches and hoes like you did 10 years ago. You
that's
know.
True.
Rappers are coming to the conclusion, yeah, you know, we can't keep calling these females bitches and hoes because I don't want nobody to call. These are the rappers who are saying, I don't want my sister called that. I don't want my mama called that, you know. Yeah, you got some who do call their mama and sister bitches and hoes. But overall, it's coming around that this isn't acceptable, but we still have to educate these young men and young ladies that women are queens. You know, we bear the fruit. Without us, there would be no men. And I played earlier Beyonce Run the World because, you know, it takes a man and a woman to make a child, but the woman is the incubator. That's 9.5 months of carrying that child, nourishing, making sure that everything is going right, going back and forth to the doctor, going through the labor, be it 5 minutes or 500 hours of labor, you know, bringing a life into the world. But you would disrespect that type of temple. You know, I haven't met a man who can carry a baby. None of us are asexual, so.
No, no.
You know,
we're not plants, you know, so we don't reproduce ourselves.
You know, and to disrespect, and I don't care if it's a black woman, white woman, Arab woman, Latina female, but regardless, no woman deserves to be disrespected. And I understand some cultures, the women have a step back, but what I can tell you about most of the cultures, because I've been blessed to live around the world, is that just because you don't see these women publicly like American women, because American women are considered disrespectful in the rest of the world. I know that from living there. We are considered disrespectful. And they say we're disrespectful because we talk back to men. We disrespect men in public from the eyes of other cultures. I don't see what we do as disrespectful, but this is my culture, so I don't see it that way. But being in other cultures where things are taken care of behind closed doors, where you don't have the woman verbalized in public, where they are separate. Anybody who thinks that those cultures, the women are not saying anything, don't get it twisted. Just because you don't see it like you do here in the United States, it's being taken care of behind them closed doors. Why do you think so many men chasing pussy? It ain't because the woman just tossing it at home. You got men who chase pussy around the whole fucking world. I'm serious. Saddam Hussein had fucking porn up in his house. So, you know, I'm just putting it the way it is.
While he had motherfuckers locked up in his basement.
But I'm just keeping it real. So it doesn't matter if you're a U.S., you know, wherever you're from. When those doors close, I'm sure that woman got some shit to say. Okay? She might not say it in public because of the culture, but when she get behind that closed door, she like, you're some motherfucker, or whatever language, you know, whatever they using. Keep it up. You ain't getting none. That's why he going to the hoe, because she done cut his ass off. That's why some of them allow you seven wives, because they be getting cut off a lot. Don't think because they tossing the pussy. They got six or seven wives in their culture because they saying, hey, I pissed off this one. She cut me off, baby. I got to come over to your house tonight. This one. You know. You know, so you might not be out there with the prostitutes, but shit, you damn sure got four or five wives that, you know, you like, got to do something. Again, we rule it. So why are you disrespecting us? You know, and ladies, we got to speak up. You know, I'm not telling nobody to go lift no weights and go punch nobody in their face, because then you asking for ass kicking, and I'm not promoting that. I am promoting, you know, it doesn't take much to say I'm not going to deal with it. If you look at I'll give a better example. How do you guys think that the woman who is now the head of General Motors, the company that has a billion fucking recalls and major problems, this woman is standing up in front of the world saying, we're taking responsibility. I'm a human. Do you think that woman got there by not being assertive, not being aggressive, by not saying, you're not going to disrespect me? Hell,
no.
I don't even know a woman, and I got the highest esteem or respect for her. You know, you get positions like that, quiet people don't get to the top. You might advance.
Nope.
But, you know, as they say, good guys finish last. Quiet people finish last also. You might be a quiet person with a decent job, but you'll never be the CEO of General Motors by being quiet and allowing people to disrespect you. That woman started, you know, she watched her father work there. So take an example of a strong woman. Look at Oprah Winfrey, one of the strongest women in the world. Why the hell you think she's still with Stedman?
That is some relationship, boy.
That man ain't went nowhere.
He ain't going no place. I'm staying right here.
Look, go ahead, baby.
Do your shows.
You know, look at Katie Couric. She lost her husband. Her husband was a famous individual. He died a sudden death. Hell, this woman is still strong and making money. She done went from NBC to CBS, you know, to wherever.
Yeah.
Look at the women who are out there. Shell, look at Ellen. I mean, Ellen was the first woman outside of Rosie O'Donnell to really come out and say, I'm gay, and guess what? You're going to deal with it. Hell, that woman making more money than I see. She didn't get there from being passive and getting disrespected.
No.
All I'm saying, ladies, is you ain't got to be a bully, because the women I'm talking about, none of them are known for being bullies. None of them are known for getting in fist fights. These are women who are very assertive.
Yes, exactly.
You know, look at what's out there, and I gave you very good examples. Look at the first lady, Michelle Obama. You know, this woman has changed. She is the first first lady to come out and say, everybody else want to promote education. There's nothing wrong with it. We all need education. She is the first lady to come out and promote healthy eating. And she started at the White House by making them change that menu to healthier foods. She didn't get there from being quiet. And a woman is an attorney. Hell, she's a damn Harvard. You know, I can go on a strong woman. Women who are not known for being bullies, women who are not known for being passive, and they're not quiet. All I'm saying is that just because you're quiet, it don't mean that you got to accept it.
Exactly. And like you said, being a bully and being assertive are two different things. So they're two definitely different things, because there's a way of saying that they say the pen is mightier than the sword. The words could come out of your mouth that you don't even have to, like, be degrading to make a point to somebody. They'd be like, oh, shit. Okay, I ain't fucking with this one. if you come out straight up where you're coming from, you know, there's a way of doing it without, you know, you don't, I mean, I'll curse in a minute if they go at it with me like that. That, you know, I got stories about that. But you can do it in a way where if you show your intelligence and they see that's your strong point, they're not going to fuck with you. Doesn't matter, man or woman.
Well, it's like when I came off, I could have easily said, who the fuck did you think you was talking to? Or if you lost your fucking mind, but I came out, I didn't disrespect you, and you're not going to disrespect me.
Yeah.
And guess what? Exactly. I used very true words. Words that you can't even say anything about. And I got an apology. It made him think, because for one, he didn't know what to think after that. True enough, I went to go pee, because in case I had to kick off my heels and scrap, you know, I was ready to, you know,
hey,
yeah,
you gotta
I gotta say, I was ready to scrap, you know, I did come up out of my heels, threw some flats on, I was, you know, if I was going to have to scrap, I would have scrapped. I knew that the odds were that I was not going to have to scrap, but, you know, oh, dude, have you ever seen the Planet Fitness commercial?
Yeah.
I pick things up, we put them down. I pick things up, I put them down.
We pick them down.
That's him. That's him. I kid you not. And he sounds like that guy, too. I pick things up, I put things down. I pick things up, I put things down.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. There's rules of etiquette that's not written in any book, but we all know those rules of etiquette. You understand what I'm saying? It's very simple, and I don't understand why a lot of people don't follow it. It's amazing. To me, the number one of everything is you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. A lot of people, for some reason, don't follow that rule, and it's amazing. It's amazing some of them live the way they go about that. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, one day you're going to bump into that wrong person, and you do that same shit, you're done. You know, it's amazing. You mind your own business, you do your thing, you be a responsible adult, you know? It's not that hard. I mean, I'm not saying life is easy, but it's not that hard.
I'm going to touch on number five, because I got a few minutes left, but number five, and this is the one really goes with what happened to me. He's just an asshole in general and has never met a woman who wouldn't put up with his crap. It could be just that he's a plain old irrespective of asshole for any number of reasons, including but not limited to the one stated above, and that he's never had reason to stop doing what he does because not enough women or none at all that he has met are disgusted enough by the things he says and does, plain and simple. And I think with the individual that decided to disrespect me, he just had never came across my who said, I ain't going to deal with that shit.
Yeah, true.
You know,
especially,
and there are assholes out
too.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like
mm-hmm.
I said, I think there were a number of factors. I was the only minority in the room, and I think
mm-hmm.
that he mm-hmm. may have thought that, you know, hey, this is a good day to boss up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
And I mean, you know, I could be assuming something that was never a thought, but as the person
mm-hmm.
who was the minority, that's
yeah.
the way I saw it. You know, as they said, as a double minority in that situation, I looked at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, at the time the incident happened, I wasn't thinking that way. But once it happened, I was like, damn, ain't none of these motherfuckers
wow.
stood up for me.
Wow.
Why do white
that's
guys
some
think
shit.
It's okay to disrespect me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I could have made it worse by going off on every single person in that room, which still wouldn't have got the point across because they didn't disrespect me. They did disrespect me. Their disrespect was not standing up for me.
Yes.
His disrespect was opening up his mouth. And that
yeah.
was one of the things I touched on at the beginning of the show, saying, I understand when it comes down to domestic situations, none of us like to get involved. So I'm not
mm-hmm.
telling anybody when you see a domestic situation to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys go to a bar or a club and you can tell when people are together and when they're not together. And
mm-hmm.
some men have a tendency to disrespect women at bars, especially when they don't respond to their advances. Fuck you, bitch. You ain't shit anyway. I think men have a responsibility to come up and say, why are you talking to her like that? Oh, this bitch wouldn't give me her number. She don't have to. She's not a bitch.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know,
she don't like you.
I think that when men see situations like that, they don't have to come up and punch the guy. But,
no,
you
no.
know, dude, that was disrespectful.
Yeah, you could
you
say
know?
Exactly. But, hey, that wasn't cool, man. You know, you didn't have to go there. Why, you know, she didn't, you know, it's not like if the woman came at you disrespectful. You know, she said, no, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not interested. And then the motherfucker just go off like that. That's not right. You know what I mean?
You know, and like I said, domestic situations, I'm not telling nobody if you see a man and a woman arguing.
Yeah.
To get involved.
To play Superman. No.
But if you see him raise his hand, I feel that you do have a responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, I think that even a woman has a responsibility. And, I mean, you might not go up in there and say, yo, you want to fight me. But even when you see a domestic situation, if it's in public where everybody can see it, we as citizens have a responsibility. If we don't intervene, we have a responsibility to call the police. Plain
mm-hmm.
and simple. You know, I'm not telling folks, go be jumping in all by situation. So when you guys hear me say about disrespect, I'm not talking about on the domestic side because domestic situations are very, very touchy. It's better
mm-hmm.
for your own safety to call 911 and keep a distance, but be where you could tell the police who this individual is, what you're witnessing, in case he does something to this woman. You could say what kind of car they were in or which direction they went because you don't want anybody to get hurt.
Of course
I do understand about domestic situations. But if it's not domestic and it's just a dude being disrespectful, y'all got a responsibility to, you know, yo, that's not good. But women, we, at the end of the day, this show has been strictly for you. All you got to do is say, I'm not going to deal with it. Because guess what? If you allow a man to disrespect you, you're going to end up with abusers. You're going to end up with people disrespect you. And you're going to end up with people who will treat you like shit, and instead of you doing something about it, you're just going to continue to tolerate it, and in your mind, wonder why, or go home and cry, or whatever it is that people who are not assertive do, because I can't speak for what people aren't assertive do, because I'm a very assertive person.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe in disrespect. I would
exactly.
not. I could not be a businesswoman without being assertive. I'm in a male-dominated industry. I sell adult toys.
Exactly.
This is a predominantly male industry, and it's a predominantly white male industry. To
yes.
be a African-American female in this industry who has not been in front of that camera, who does not want to be in front of that camera, but got into an industry, I'm a strong figure in the industry. I might not be making the six figures like some of them, Yeah, I might not be making six figures like some of them, but you know, I do have a presence. When I go places, people know who I am. You know, you don't see me walking down the street and say, "Yo, that's Miss V." But when I go other places and people see me with some of the actors and actresses, they say, "Who's that?" And they'd be like, "Oh, that's Miss V. Oh, I heard her radio show." You know, so my presence might not be as strong as the people in front of the camera, but I have a presence in a male-dominated industry, and I could not have that presence being quiet and timid and not standing up for myself. I have to tell people in the adult industry, no, I don't do porn. No, I'm not in front of the camera. You know, I've had guys, "Oh, I could get you in movies. I could get my own self in movies. I know how to do it. I know who to contact. I know who the top agents are. I don't need you to promise me something that I already know how to do."
Yeah, you don't. But, exactly.
But a non-assertive person will fall for that. So when you ladies are listening and saying, "But Miss V, you this, you that," I come from strong women. I raised two children who are not on drugs, not pregnant, not killing people, not in prison.
Thank
by
you.
Myself.
Appreciate that.
I have two adult children who make it on their own. I have a son who has lived in three different states on his own without my help, who's 24 years old. I have a 23-year-old daughter. They were not high school dropouts. They both went to college for at least 1 year at the cost of my dime. But
<you know. laughs> I dropped that there. Gotta keep it real.
But they are not high school dropouts. They are not illiterate. They're not out there gangbanging. They're not shooting up dope. They're not crack addicts. They're not in prison cells. They don't have criminal histories. They don't have those things. My daughter is 23 and very strong and assertive. My son is 24 and very strong and assertive. That's why he don't live with me. That's why he ain't nowhere near me. Because he's so damn strong, he said, "I got to get the hell away from that strong woman."
Yeah. We fight every day.
But because he was raised to be strong, he was raised to respect women. Ladies, respect starts at being a child. And I know y'all don't want to hear this, but my son has been opening doors for women since he's been able to walk. That's what
wow.
I taught him.
Wow.
You hold the door for a woman.
Look at that.
That's respect. My son gets out the car and walks over to the car door and let women out. That's respect.
And walk him to the door.
You know, he doesn't sit here and "don't touch me." You know, even when he walks with me and I'm his mother, you know, he'll grab my arm and escort me in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not because I'm old and decrepit, but because that's respect. That's what men do.
Mm-hmm.
See, a man don't have to rub your titties or hit your ass to show that he respects you.
True.
He don't have to say that he want to fuck you to say he respects
True.
You. When that man opens up that door for you and you say thank you, and he said, "Hold up, because you're going to open up the other door, because we normally go into a restaurant, there's two doors." Hold up. As soon as you get through, he's coming around and holding that other door. That's respect. When he pulls the chair out for you, that's respect. When you get ready to leave that table and he stands up because you're going to the ladies' room, that's ladies. If you got sons, when you teach your son respect, it shows all the way through. When a man come and picks you up, if he sits in his car blowing the car horn, that is not respect. Cut off the car, get your ass out the car, and come ring my doorbell. My man, that's the one thing that really locked it for us, because he came to my home the first time, picked me up, rang my doorbell. My children were here. He stood in my living room, had never been inside my house, and waited on me to come out my bedroom. And he escorted me back to my front door. Not up to my house, not up to my bedroom, but to my front door. And made sure that I got in and then said, "I'll call you in a minute."
There you go.
There is respect out there. And I'm going to preach to you guys about respect until you fucking hear what respect is. Because it is something that is not taught. It's not you. A woman has a responsibility to teach a man how to respect. That starts when that man is born. If you are a woman and you are raising a man child, you teach him how to respect women, not to call them bitches, not to call them hoes. I do understand that there are some industries like the music industry where you will hear that. But if you watch that young man when he's not in front of that camera doing a video or not behind that mic and you see how he interacts with his family, you will see a different individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't make it that way by always calling women bitches and hoes. If you look at Ice Cube, who was the thuggest of the thugs out there, this man making more money than money. Movies, producing, you know, him and Ice-T, two of the thuggest thugs out there in the music industry back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I think all they knew was how to say bitch and hoe. I didn't think they knew anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even hear Ice Cube call a woman a bitch now. Neither will you hear Ice-T.
No.
And those are two individuals from my, you know, from back in the day, back
in the
90s.
Hard generation, yeah.
Hardcore.
Yep.
You know, and those are men. And you hear them. If you ever see Ice-T with his wife Coco in public, when you see when they go places, if you pay close attention, which a lot of people don't because they're too busy looking at Coco's ass. But if you really pay close attention, like when they walk in places, you'll see he holds the door for her. Things, because ladies, I think you forgot what respect is. My job is to teach you what respect is. And if I got to come on every week for the next few weeks preaching respect to you, guess what? This is one of those times I ain't got no problem doing it because I think that sometimes you need to hear from a woman what you can do. Like I said, it starts from the little. I taught my son. You know, my son didn't come out the womb being respectful. But I could tell you his father, despite the asshole that he is, his father got me from being respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he turned out to be an asshole later, but things happen in relationships. You know, all relationships don't work. He got me by holding the door. He got me by opening the door. He got me by doing the things that were respectful. I was raised to be respected. So the things that he did wasn't foreign to me. Him holding the door for me wasn't unusual to me. Him holding a chair for me was not unusual to me. Hell, I thought all men did that, okay? But when I had my son and I was no longer with my children's father when we got our divorce, it was my responsibility to continue to instill in my son that responsibility. So when I got my son and we were here, guess what? We went to church. He was holding the doors open, you know. At 2 and 3, he couldn't open up the car door for me. But when he got old enough to drive, which I ain't let him drive too much. But, you know, even when he starts sitting in the front seat, my children, I'm one of those overprotective parents. My children stayed in the back seat until God. They were like second or third year of high school. I couldn't have them up in the front seat. No, I really, you know, I'm a very protective mother. I'll be the first one to say it. My children are not isolated by no means. They're not isolated.
Well, that's good. You don't need them to be one of those type of people. Be all cooped up in the house.
Oh, no. I'm a soccer mom. I am a soccer mom.
And let me say this out there to all the women, too. If you got a guy that treats you this way, what I'm talking about respectfully, don't take it as it's soft. Because a lot of women, I know this too, they like to be with a thug type or like a hard type. And they see guys that act what you're preaching, like, oh, well, I don't know about those guys. Hey, you know, there's guys out there that know about rules of etiquette. You know, that know about respecting women. You know, give a guy a chance. You know, not all men are, you know, a bunch of assholes. Most of them are, but not all of us. we know the line. You know, guys like me, you know, we don't do shit like that. You know, guys that do all that dumb shit and, you know, they beat women and they treat them like garbage, they make it bad for us. And then they think when they see a guy like me or, you know, a guy, you know, like me like that, you know, treat me respectfully and all that, they think, oh, he's up to something. There's something going on. You know, and that's fucked up, you know, because of all these other fucking guys that they fuck everything up. So, you know, when a guy, I'm not saying, because there are guys out there that do that shit just to get what they want. I ain't going to lie. There are guys out there like that. But there are guys who are very sincere when they go out with a woman, that they are brought up the right way, that they treat them with respect, you know, and, you know, it goes both ways, you know. A woman sees that a guy's doing all that stuff and there's no hidden agendas, they should give the same respect to the guy and shouldn't even think about, you know, doing no wrong or nothing like that. So I just want to say that out there because, you know, there's some dudes out there that really do like your son does and like what I do, you know, and treat, you know, the real women out there with respect out there that they deserve. And they don't get looked that way because for some reason most of these women, they like the hard type for whatever reason because they see it on TV or music, whatever the hell.
No, they have mothers who haven't raised them. See,
that too.
I have a son and a daughter, and yeah, if y'all say my mama ain't like that, guess what? If you're saying your mama not like that, she probably is. Because
yeah, exactly.
I raised my son and daughter by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter don't take no shit, and she expects things. I was
exactly.
blessed enough to have a son and a daughter. So I taught my son how to be a man. But I was
exactly.
blessed enough to be raised in a family where I have a father. I have a uncle. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to get into single-parent households because that's a totally different subject. But I was blessed to have men around me growing up who knew how to treat women. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't ever recall my uncle not opening up a door. For me, my mom, my grandmother, his wife,
exactly.
my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
mm-hmm.
not a woman that I know, even strangers, that I don't recall my father or my uncle not holding the door for.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a plain and simple fact. I don't recall my father or my uncle not opening up the door, the car door, for any woman in our family. Now, do that mean that it probably did happen? Yeah, it probably did happen more than I noticed. But the whole thing I will tell you is that I witnessed this. So when I witnessed men doing it, and then I also had mother, grandmother, aunt, cousins, all that reinforcing
mm-hmm.
it,
there
I had
you go.
No choice but to raise my son like that. But his father
That's
was
true.
Already like that. So
mm-hmm.
I had the things around me, but when I became a single parent, I continued to instill in my son what I saw men do. I didn't see
mm-hmm.
men disrespecting women, so I didn't instill in my son that it was okay to disrespect a woman.
Mm-hmm.
My son did not witness that. He witnessed my father being a gentleman, my uncle being a gentleman before he passed.
There you go.
My grandfather mm-hmm. being a gentleman. He witnessed
mm-hmm.
this. We have a responsibility as women if we are single parents. And, yeah, I'm going to say this real quick, but I'm not going to harp on it. If we are single
mm-hmm.
parents and we are a woman, we have a responsibility to not only to raise a strong, respectful man, but to expose that young man to respectful men. That's why they have so many mentoring programs, and they are screened with big brothers and big sisters. Yeah, you got perverts in, out there regardless of what type of program, but when you get if you don't have a strong male figure in your family, then get him into a program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Some schools have mentoring programs.
True.
There are so many out there. Expose him to real men because these men who volunteer for these programs are men. They're not boys.
That's true.
They're not out there trying to molest children. They're out there trying to teach children and
That's
teach
true.
These young men how to be men. And you
exactly.
will see a difference. A woman cannot raise a man. I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
That's
a woman cannot raise a man. She can only teach him so much, but he has to be exposed to other men who can teach him. I didn't teach my son about sex. My father
mm-hmm.
taught my son. I instilled what I expected was sex to my son, but he learned from a man who could tell
mm-hmm.
him, a man that I respected, not some knucklehead in his school. He didn't learn it on the street corner.
Exactly, exactly.
And then he was exposed
exactly.
to men. I kept him in sports. When you keep a young man in sports, my son started playing sports when he was 7 years old.
There you go.
And he played soccer all the way through. You know, my son has played soccer as long as I can remember. So as we traveled around the country with soccer, and yeah, it cost me some money. And if y'all say, well, you got it. No, I don't have it like that. Because when my son and daughter was going through these sports, I was asking for grants and handouts and everything else and begging people to help me so I could keep him out there. So I don't want to hear that, well, you make money. No, I didn't get here. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to struggle. It was hard as hell for me to come up with that $25 for him to play soccer, which wasn't shit. You know, I'm like, yo, can I borrow $25? He got to play soccer. Then I got to go borrow $50 for some shoes and pads and shirts, you know. So for anybody who say, but you're different, no, I'm not different. The difference between me and any other parent is that I made a lot of sacrifices. I don't have a weave down to my ass. I didn't have $150 fake nails on. I wasn't carrying fancy purses. I was putting my children first. I was teaching them how to be young men and women. I have reaped the benefits of it. And Lord, let me quit preaching because now I'm getting kind of hot. Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And yeah, I love it. I love it. No, seriously, I love it. It's the truth. You know, you need people like us saying stuff about this because it's true. Because as a society, it's getting worse than ever when it comes to, you know, just disrespect in general. You know, with everybody, it's just, what is it, you know, it's getting more disgusting. You look at it in the news and everything, it's like, what the hell is going on? It's like, wow, what the fuck? You know, I remember being a kid, and it's nothing like in the news I remember. You know, I went through, you know, there was the, you know, the drug era and all that other shit. That was one thing, but then, you know, then you go into another factor where people are getting killed over bullshit. Bullshit. It's like, wow. It's like, what the hell's going on? You know, you don't have to, like, love the person, but at least show respect. You know, you show respect, you get it back.
It's an old saying that it takes a village to raise a child. And I don't, you know, with me not being part of the Latino community, I'm not going to speak on it. I could tell you from being an African-American community where I grew up at in Cleveland, because I didn't grow up here, y'all. I didn't grow up in the D. I grew up in Cleveland, but... So I don't know how, you know what, the neighborhoods I lived in here, everybody was working. In Cleveland, you had a lot of housewives. I'm just going to be honest from when I grew up. So I'm kind of keeping it real, you know, because people say, well, the D is different. But when I grew up in Cleveland and I was there up until I was 9 or 10 years old, you see on TV, the white sitcoms where you got the nosy neighbor. Yeah, I saw you do that, Billy. I'm going to tell your mama. Yeah. Guess what? I grew up in that neighborhood, but it was all black.
There you go. That's the thing, too, because back in the day, you know, and this is even going even before my time, and you fucked up, you get your ass beat by everybody.
Oh, yes.
Not just your parents, you know what I'm saying?
Remember when they had corporal punishment in school? See, that's another thing. We are so busy. Don't put your hand on my child, but... I know what it's like to get hit with the ruler by the nuns. I know what it's like to get paddled by the principal. Now you go to the principal's office, you sit there. Used to be you go to the principal's office, you was getting your ass beat. Not only was you getting your ass beat by the principal, then they was making a phone call, you got your ass beat. You going back to class. See, these suspensions, kids get a vacation from school. You get your ass beat, you go down there and get them 4 or 5 paddles, you take your ass back to class, then you go home and get your ass beat for getting your ass beat in school.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you get it suspended. You get 3 or 4 free days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit.
Then you know it's turning into the wussification of America. You know, the shit I never understand is when the kids get into a fight, the one that started, you know, should be the one get suspended, not both of them getting suspended. Like if the one is the victim. Oh, you get suspended too. That's not right. Like, why the hell the other person that's a victim got to be,
You know what? That don't always happen because I got into 2 fights. I know y'all said we can't believe it yet. Yeah, you can believe it. My first fight I ever got into in school was with a boy.
Okay.
And I won't say his name, but I will tell you that I have always been top heavy. And I don't know if it was a fascination because we were in middle school. We weren't even high school. We were in middle school. He reached over and grabbed my titty.
Uh-oh. What?
And I had on a dress. And I had never been in a fight, but we did have a substitute that day. I won't say her name either because I don't want to embarrass her in case she's still teaching.
I understand.
But I went flying over the table, commenced to beating the shit out of him. Now, granted, this boy was bigger than me. I've always been really petite because I've been short my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
People were standing back. We both, I don't even remember if we got sent to the principal's office. I know he got suspended, but they called my parents up there because naturally I got in trouble for fighting. And They actually suspended him and I came back to school, but the reason being is because everybody said, yeah, he did reach over and touch her chest. And that was the first time we had ever heard in school about that being a crime. That's when
wow.
they just barely started. They really weren't getting hard on it, but because when the school that I went to, there was a few of us who were developed for our age.
Yeah.
You know, bigger than the others, and we weren't old for our age. We were actually some, it was strange, we were, the ones who were developed were like the youngest ones in the class. So it
wow.
was strange.
You called Jilby.
it was called Don't Touch Me. But
yeah,
but he actually got suspended and he got talked to and, you know, he actually didn't come back to school for a while. And when he came back, they pulled
okay.
me and him into the office and
okay.
they had him apologize to me. His
okay.
parents. Never, I never saw his parents, but that was the
okay.
one time. The second time I got suspended was a bullying situation, because, again, I'm not really a fighter, but if I get bullied, I will come at you. I come ham. I went to private
there you
school.
Go.
See, you know, I did go to private school, but chick was messing with me. She told me she's going to beat my ass, so I punched her in her mouth. We started boxing. I beat her ass. I went on the bleacher, started laughing. We both got kicked out, but in that case, I actually got kicked out of the entire school. For one fight. I had never been in any fight. That was my only fight in high school, and I got suspended.
See?
Not just, I didn't get suspended for 3 days. I got suspended from the school.
That's
and they told
a,
me
see,
I got suspended. A, no, I got suspended because of what my mother said.
Oh, what
they,
your mother said?
My mother came up there because my mother knew that this girl had been picking on me and been bullying me. And my
mm-hmm.
mother, when they had the, they had all the parents in there, and both the, me and the girl. And
mm-hmm.
the girl's mother said that she broke her chain. You need to pay for it. My mother said she shouldn't have had it on. That's the casualty of a fight. Well, that wasn't it. The school wanted my mother to discipline me. And my mother said, why would I discipline her for her being bullied? This girl has been kicked out 3 times. My daughter's
mm-hmm.
never been kicked out. She's
exactly.
like, you need to be telling her mother to discipline her. She's like, if my daughter's put in that situation again, I'm not going to tell her not to defend herself. I'm going to tell her to defend herself, and I stand
what?
My ground.
Exactly.
After they separated all the parents' stuff, they called my mother and told her that I would not be coming back the following year. You know, I was allowed to finish out the school year, but I was told, my mother was told, she's not allowed to come back.
That's not
and
right.
my mother asked why, and they said because my mother condoned violence. My mother said, I don't condone violence. I condone my daughter standing up for herself.
Yeah, it's called, you know, there's, yeah, exactly. That's,
but in my case, I ended up going, wait a minute, that was the best thing they could have did to me, though. Cause
oh, yeah?
that was like a hood private school. I went from the hood private school to one of the best private schools in the state. Where all my friends was. Wait a minute. My punishment was to go to a stricter, better private school where I got a better education and got double promoted. Yeah, it really
Dang.
Sucked leaving that school. I would
yeah.
if I stayed there. Wait a minute. Let's see. If I would have stayed at the other school, it would have taken me 4 years to graduate from high school, and I would have graduated on time. But instead,
okay.
you penalize me and you make me, and I get to go to the better private school, which costs more money in a much ritzier neighborhood, and
wow.
I got double promoted. What's wrong with that picture? That was a bad punishment, wasn't it?
Wow, yeah, hell yeah, that was the best gift ever.
Punish the hell out of me, you know.
Wow, that's some punishment. Shit, punish me like that.
I went there my sophomore year. I kid you not. I got kicked out of the one school after my freshman year. Went there my sophomore year. At the end of my sophomore year, they pulled me to the side, and they said, we're sending this letter to your mother. And I was like, what'd I do? And they was like, we're going to ask your mother if you can go to 12th grade next year because you have the grades, you have all this. You know, going through 11th grade would be kind of like a waste of time for you because you'll actually be able to graduate at the end of next year. I was like, okay, but they have to ask the parents. They just couldn't do it. They just couldn't say, boom, she's up promoted.
Yeah, gotcha.
So my mom and dad got the letter, and it was like a big discussion. And I was like, you know me. Wait a minute. Anybody who know me, I was like, you know, you're saving a lot of money if I ain't got to go to school. I put the tuition out there. Guess what? You ain't got to pay tuition. and I was a jock, so it, you know. Man, a tomboy. I was in pep club. I played softball, you know. And believe it or not, most of my friends went to that school after grade school. So it was like, wow, I'm back with the crew. I was like with the serious crew. So my punishment was to go hang out with my crew again.
Wow. Some punishment.
Hey, I got to go hang out with my crew and see them and play softball. And yeah, it was a hell of a punishment. Got my letter in Pep Squad for just being loud, you know. Got to put on little frilly skirts. Pep Squad get to stand in the stands. That was the easiest letter I got in high school. Most people didn't know you get a letter for that.
Really?
I got a letter.
Wow.
Yeah, for Pep Squad. I don't even know if they still got Pep Squads.
Nah, I don't think I've heard of that shit.
You never heard of the Pep Squad? See, that's the difference.
I don't know.
See, the city schools didn't have Pep Squads. But the riskier schools, I found out because even in the public, even the public schools out in the burbs had Pep Squads. I said, I was at one of them ritzy schools. So,
hey,
and
I was
president of the Pep Squad, so I got my letter. I was like, damn, I got my letter, you know. But I also got a letter in modern dance, so I don't feel bad. I had a letter from my other school in modern dance, and then I got my letter in Pep Squad, and I would have got it for softball, but I didn't get enough points.
Aww.
I can't swing a bat for shit.
I was going to say, you struck out a lot.
I can't swing a bat for shit. I can catch a ball. I used to have a damn good arm, but I can't swing a bat for shit. That ball could be bigger than I still can hit.
Well, so much for trying out for the Detroit Tigers.
No. It make me look like shame. But I played left field, so, you know, I tell everybody I used to have a hell of a damn arm.
No shit. How many assists you had? You threw out a lot of people out in bases?
Mm-hmm. That was what I was known for. They said, don't put that bitch up the bat, but, you know, you put her on the outfield. Cause
try to run on her ass.
I wasn't afraid of the ball. I was never afraid of the ball. So,
that's the key. Well, that's a major key.
You know,
don't be afraid of the ball.
No, but I got hit in the face. They just knew. When I say have you ever got hit in the face by a ball coming at you?
Not a baseball. No, because that's not cool.
I got hit in the face with a softball coming at me. It was on a pop-up. And my angle was off. But I was in the outfield. So, you know, a pop-up in the outfield, that's a long way out. Because I was close to the fence. So the speed, it came down, hit me dead in my face. And they knew that was going to be it. And then actually that made me stronger because I got hit in the face. Hell no. I got naturally taken out for the rest of the game. I came back the next game. Coach's like, you going to be okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be okay.
Hell yeah.
I got out there. I was like, hit that damn ball out to me. And they actually, the first couple of times, was hitting the ball to me because they thought that I was going to be afraid of the ball.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Shit, I caught that ball. I was throwing bitches out left and right. You know, like, fuck y'all.
All right, she's good. Put her back in left field. in left field. She's good.
No, don't let that bitch bat. You know, they'd be like, come on, let her bat. That's, I was so glad they had a DH. The DH was for the DH was for me.
Serious?
No, normally the DH is for the pitcher, but the
Exactly.
I didn't get the DH. I got the DH because I couldn't shit.
Hey, well, you can't hit.
Hey, at least I can admit it. You know, some people
exactly.
I can't hit a damn ball.
That's what most people need to do: admit what they can't do. You know, just admit what you could do and can do. It's okay. We're not all perfect.
I can't hit a damn ball. They talk about bad, bad, bad swing. My ass swing. Hey, bad, bad, bad. Bitch, swung.
Like, all right, shit.
Y'all see it swing?
Yeah. I'm a bitch in left field, though. Don't fuck with me. I'll throw your ass out.
Yeah, no. Let me go in outfield. Bitch will catch a damn ball. I got a damn good glove. Got that bitch broke in. Just don't ask me to hit the damn ball with the bat.
Yeah. I suck. Yeah, exactly. Not everybody's good at everything. You know, it's a reality, you know.
See, we done went from disrespectful people to sports.
Yeah, sports.
But sports is a self-esteem builder. Maybe that's another reason why I'm not quiet, because you can't play outfield and softball and be quiet, okay?
No, I got it. I got it. I got it. Move the fuck out of the way. I got it.
Move, bitch, move. That's see, really, that's what the words. You heard that song, "Move, bitch, get out the way." They don't know that really.
Yeah,
yeah. Out there. Move, bitch, get out the way.
Yeah.
I got this ball.
Get out the way, let me catch. Move. Plus, I got a better arm than you. Move, get out the way.
Yeah, hell yeah. I used to. Now they say I can't throw, but I'm not trying to throw at nothing. You know, throwing at somebody with a little bitty ball is different from, you know, like, yo, I got to get a neck glove.
Well, of course. It's definitely different. A softball and a baseball and a hardball, all three different things.
Yeah, but even throwing the softball, I'm talking about that real softball, shoot, you got to have some speed on it. You can't, you know, I tell them, if you ain't never been hit in the face with a softball, don't think because it's bigger, it don't hurt.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just a bigger ball. I don't even know why they call it softball, because that bitch ain't soft at all.
That's oxymoron right there.
Come on. Yeah, you playing softball, they should say bigger ball.
Yeah.
They shouldn't say softball, they should just say bigger ball.
Bigger, harder-ass ball.
Yeah. Damn, I don't even know what my glove is at no more. I don't even think I have my glove. You know, and that's one of the things people used to be impressed. They'd be like, you got a glove? Yeah, I got a glove. Shit, I'm a damn ball player. As a matter of fact,
were you a righty
guys, throw?
I'm sorry, you're righty or lefty?
Righty.
Hmm.
So.
That's what I'm talking about. Representing the righties out there. I'm a righty too.
So people laugh at me because I kept the same number. As a matter of fact, people laugh, but my number was number 12 all through.
Four.
I played softball in grade school and in high school, so I had the number 12. And the boy who played on the baseball team, we went through grade school and high school together. We ended up at the same high school when I got kicked out of the hood school.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
Again, we was back in the same number, and people kind of laughed because they was like, y'all go together. We was like, no, it's just that number we've had, you know, since grade school. You know, it was really kind of strange that we had the same numbers in high school. Well, especially for me to come a year after he had gotten there and to pick up. But it was fun. I missed them days. But I got to close this out because we were supposed to be gone out like 30 minutes ago. Thank goodness that I'm allowed to go a little bit over. But I want to thank you for calling in. But, you know, me and you need to touch on this disrespect subject some more, you know. I might have you back on Tuesday since I ain't got no guests. And, you know, we could really spend 2 hours a dog. And I shouldn't say dog out because I think it's a lesson. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, so this is your formal invitation in front of the world. Would you like to come back on Tuesday as a co-host? As a
guest? Hell yeah.
So Tuesday night, we'll have my co-host.
Yes, and I will be there.
Fuck up your name again, so we're not going to call
it. Yes, my name is James Acevedo.
Acevedo.
And, James, hey, go see Acevedo. There you go. Don't be scared, okay. You know, you're assertive, remember? Go, you know, attack the, you know. Say
yeah, but you know what? If I think I can't say something, I won't say it. I would rather say I'm not going to mess it up than be disrespectful.
But that wasn't bad. That was pretty good. Trust me. It's better than a lot of other people say it. Trust me.
Acevedo.
Yes, that's
but
not
you know
bad.
What? I just
that's
have
good.
To. I took Spanish in school, so it's just a matter of me remembering where my letters and my sounds go. But I want to thank you for calling in, and you know, naturally we
no
went
problem.
Over the sports, you being Yankee man and all, you know. But
yes,
at least I know how to talk sports, so
exactly.
I don't feel so bad. But you know, maybe we'll ain't no maybe Tuesday. You'll come back on, and we'll have 2 hours, and you know,
cool.
We'll talk about disrespect, and maybe we can both. You being a man, you could give the man's perspective on this disrespect, and really not disrespect, but the respect aspect, because, you know, sometimes you need to hear from both people.
Exactly.
And I
That's
think I've used them. I think I've yelled enough tonight, but it hit my nerve, you know.
Yeah, I could tell.
It hit home this week. You know, I can talk about sex and stuff, but this hit home because I guess because I don't have people disrespect me like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could say it's been a long
That's
time
good.
Since like, disrespected me.
Mm-hmm.
So it caught me. I've seen people be disrespected. It's not that I don't witness it. But to have someone be bold and disrespect me, that, to me, it caught me off guard. But instead, I feel that I would rather use the platform that I have to talk about what it is instead of moping about it, because to mope about it is wrong. But I think to say, hey, this is not acceptable, and educate a lot of people, because everybody isn't like me, you know. They're not out there saying, I can tell you that you disrespected me, you know.
True that.
So I decided to take this platform to put it out there, because I think that it's a very, it's a subject that people don't like to touch on.
Yeah, that's you should. Yeah, I hate that shit. You know, people are afraid. You know, you should. There should be no problem expressing yourself. I know there's different people that get brought up different ways, and there's different cultures and stuff. But to me, where I come from, it's not, you know, you should express yourself. As you know, as long as you ain't hurting nobody. You know what I'm saying? If you, you keep it real, you know, and not being obnoxious and stuff. That's what it's all about to me. You know, I'd rather be real than phony. That's what my thing. That's the way I have always been brought up. Because trust me, when I, the way I was brought up, I was told straight up, like, listen, you're being stupid, okay? Listen, you're being dumb, da-da-da-da, you know? And I appreciate that, because that made me a better person, you know? Because I'm my own worst critic, trust me when I tell you. So trust me, if I feel a certain way about myself, trust me. I know when I know I had to do certain things I need to improve or whatever I need to do. So, you know, I always appreciate that type of upbringing like that, because it makes you stronger. And if you go through other things in life, it, you know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger, as they say, you know, out there. And you know, I'm one of those. Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And I'm one of those proof. You know, when we get on to other shows in the future, I mean, you know. I'm like a renaissance man with all the experiences I've went through. Nothing like horrible, but like different like aspects of life, you know. But I'm still here, you know. I would never, that's what life is all about. You know, life is a journey, man. You know, you go out there, you do your thing, you know. You try to be the best you can be, and that's what it's all about, you know. As long as you can look yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself, you know what, I did the best I could today, that's what it's all about. You know, I can never say when I look in the mirror as, you know what, I should have done this. Because when you do that, that's not good. You got to go out there and give it 100% every time you go out there, because you never know. You know? Not to get all, like, real deep, but you never know. You know? You never know when the end is coming.
Never know. And you never know who you're dealing with, because that person may be your next employer.
Yeah, true.
But
there you go.
Up there.
You know.
But I want to thank you for calling in, like I said, because me and you could talk all night long, especially since I had one of them topics that hit my damn nerve. But it wasn't a bad topic. It was just something that needed to be put out there.
No. I'm glad you put it out there, because it needs to be said. That's no bullshit. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm talking to you and stuff like that. It's the truth. You know, the truth needs to be put out there like that. You know, not a lot of places that you go to in the media and outlets like that that talk about stuff like that. I mean, there's a few, but, you know, I mean, like, really put it out there and say, listen, this is how it should be. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, try to like a cult or something like that, but to me, there's the right way and the wrong way. You know, and you could tell what's wrong, when it's wrong, when you just look at the news. And you see, you know, like, oh, shit, what the fuck is this shit? You got to, you know, nothing's easy in life, but it's not hard either. I said that earlier, you know. You put that, you know, it all comes back from the upbringing. You continue that tradition. You put it out there, what your father or mother put in, just like what their grandparents did to your parents, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You keep pushing that along. You know, you're putting more productive people out there in the world. That's what it's all about. You know, that we need more people that's like us like that, because that's the problem. There's not enough, a lot of people that don't have that strong will and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever the case may be, why that happened, who knows, you know, but it's just, you need more people like that to make the world better. Now, nothing will be perfect, but, you know, with more people like us that go out there, do our thing, and be productive human beings, and just respect each other. Like I said, you don't have to like the person, but as long as you know, the rule, like I said, don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you, and you do your thing, hey, That's what it's all about. And you have your certain people that you know that you can love and respect, you know, that type of thing, then you're good. That's what, you know, that's what life is all about. Live, love, and laugh. You do your thing, boom, and that's it. You know, and you go to the next level, whenever that
well,
is.
Hey, James.
Yes.
Sweetie.
Yes.
We gonna continue this on Tuesday.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a heated subject for both of us. But
yeah.
As they say, I could feel the passion. I was like, you know, I want to let them go on, but, you know.
No, I understand.
I know.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
I had to joke a little bit with you, but true enough, I do.
No.
Suppose. But definitely thank you for calling in. You calmed me down a little bit because, you know.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, because you know what? It's really heated with respect with that subject, you know, especially in this day and age. But I want to thank you for calling in. And everybody, listen again next Thursday to Ask Miss V. You never know what I'll be talking about. Remember, on Thursday nights, this is the show where you are my co-host. So if you call in, you get to dictate the subject. If you don't call in, I pick the subject. And then you get to call in afterwards. But you get an hour of being able to say what you want, how you feel. And you never know. We talk about sex, politics, anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a no-hold-bars hour where you are my co-host. You pick the subject. We talk about it. And we have an open adult discussion. There is no right or wrong answers on here. There is nothing that is off limits. The only thing that you are not allowed to do is call into the show, be a co-host, to bash. We don't bash on here. We are respectful to everybody. We may not mm-hmm. like things that they do, but the only we will talk about some people, but we won't bash anybody, you know. You know, if we see, like, Vogue fucked up, we'll let them know. If we didn't like the cover of Vogue, you know, it's okay to not like it and think that it's stupid. It's okay to talk about the chick who looked like a monkey that Ray J said, you know, we're only repeating what was seen. But other than that, you know, especially when it comes down to the adult industry, we are not going to bash anybody in the adult industry. We will not bash anybody in any industry. But we will
mm-hmm.
have adult constructive conversations every Thursday from 8:30 to 9:30. And remember to listen to V's After Dark on Tuesday night. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. I'm your
there
host,
you
Miss V the Toy Lady, and I'll be talking to you guys next week.